Here we go. Join us for the 10th anniversary once-in-a-lifetime cow cruise around the Horn of South America. That's right, this time we sail around the Horn February 5th through the 21st of 2025. We know that you've been waiting for this opportunity for years. Well, now it's time. There is nothing better than sailing with a whole group of fun-loving and like-minded cow listeners as we spend 17 days cruising, touring, and soaking in the culture of South America. Our adventure begins February 5th through the 7th, 2025, in Buenos Aires, Argentina, where we tour the city and El Ombu Cattle Ranch and see how the gauchos cowboy in the Southern Hemisphere. Then we board the Sapphire Princess of Princess Cruise Lines for a two-week cruise with stops in Montevideo, Uruguay, Puerto Madryn, Argentina, and the Falkland Islands. Then we continue around Cape Horn with stops including a visit to the King Penguin Colony in Tierra del Fuego, Argentina, Punta Arenas, Chile, visit the Amalia Glaciers at the Chilean Fords, Puerto Montt, Chile, while ending in Santiago, Chile. Return airfare is always included in the package, along with ground transfers, taxes, onboard meals, entertainment, room service, plus special group receptions, excursions, and amenities reserved only for cow cruisers. And you know there'll be plenty of fun and laughs with evening entertainment just for cow cruisers. Remember, all deposits are 100% refundable until the last payment is due. Call Cruise Vacations today at 855-530-0131. That's 855-530-0131. Or hop on the Cow website at clearoutwest.com for more information. Make plans now to join us for the 10th anniversary Cow Cruise around the Horn in February of 2025.
Howdy, folks. This is R.W. Hampton, and you're listening to Clear Out West. Let me do another one. Don't cut it off yet. Hide the old lady. All right. Enough of that.
It wasn't that beautiful.
That's right, R.W. You are listening to Clear Out West Radio Show. I just saw him last week, and I still haven't had the guts to tell him we're still using that liner.
He'll tell us to pull it.
I don't think he knows it exists.
Well, and that's okay.
To be honest, what he don't know won't hurt us.
Yeah, won't hurt us.
What he doesn't know won't hurt us. Anyway, he's just in time for Farrier's Five.
Well, and you were telling me some interesting stuff that Travis had shared with you.
Yep, Travis Dale, our good buddy, shoe and friend there from North Carolina. Yeah. Him and his son, Jacob, they shoe out there. Jacob makes all his own shoes.
Well, that's a talent.
Yeah, he doesn't use keg shoes. It's awesome.
Yeah.
But Travis was telling me some tricks that they use for foundered horses, a horse with laminitis. He said they'll put this horse in a stall with sawdust shavings.
Probably 6-8 inches.
Yeah, I would assume so. I'd assume plenty. And then they soak the snot out of the sawdust so it packs up into the hooves.
Oh, yeah.
And as it does that, it kind of helps push that coffin bone back up, and he says within 2 or 3 days you can go ahead and get a shoe on him.
I could certainly see where that would work.
Wouldn't that be beautiful?
Absolutely.
I mean, how old are we and we're still learning?
Exactly. Yep.
Now, he did also say that they do make some store-bought products. He says it's an easy boot type thing that has a form inside of it, a bubble
or something like that.
You put that easy boot on and it pushes up on the frog and it pushes that coffin bone back up, and within a couple of days you can take that boot off and then they're not too tender. You can get a shoe on them.
Why didn't we think of this?
I mean, to tell you,
I could see this working too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So we talked to our farrier friends and we are still learning.
Absolutely. And we got to thank Travis.
That's right. Travis Dale for Farrier's File. Yeah. And I told him also about the adjustable heart bar shoe.
Oh, yeah.
How we used to work that. But anyway, Travis, thank you for Farrier's
Good man.
File. You bet. Now, hey, if folks want to get a hold of us and want to talk to Travis.
Talk to Travis.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
How are they going to get a hold of us?
Just belly up to the old confuser and go to clearoutwest.com and send us an email at cowboys@clearoutwest.com.
That's right. If they would like to request a dick pic.
DICK@clearoutwest.com.
That's right. Leave us a voicemail, 307-360-8776. And, of course, Pony Express rides clear to our house. You bet. Good work, Travis.
Yeah.
P.O. Box 1547, Pinedale, Wyoming, 82941.
You know, Travis did a good job there.
Did a heck of a job.
We better keep moving so we don't mess it up.
Double his pay.
That's right. There we go. Double.
Let's have some music, shall we?
All right.
Luke Reed is riding along with us. Great song, Every Horse I Ever Rode.
On the road to Spanish Fort, I'd always see him. Every time that I rode into town, and I tipped my hat as I rode past the old man. Until one day he asked me to step down. He said, I can see that you're a caballero. As I was in times long ago. So let's talk a while and maybe I might tell you the truth of every horse I ever rode. Every horse is born of the same spirit. It's the hands of man that make his blood run cold. And to win his heart and soul, you must make him your amigo. That's the truth of every horse I ever rode. Spend my free time with him and listen as he talked of bygone days, bringing Spanish ponies across the Rio, and the Bravo Mustang with his ancient ways. It's so easy taking simple words for granted. I hung on to his stories like pure gold. In time I came to understand their meaning and the truth of every horse I ever rode. Every horse is born of the same spirit. It's the hands of man that make his blood run cold. And to win his heart and soul, you must make him your amigo. That's the truth of every horse I ever rode. In his heart and soul, you must make him your amigo. That's the truth of every horse I ever rode.
Oh, yeah, great offering there from Luke Reed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, betcha. We're having a little equine therapy this week.
You know what? Okay, if you're with your horse,
yes,
and it's not therapy,
yeah,
you're doing it wrong.
Something's wrong. Absolutely right. Yep. You should move to the city, I guess.
Well, yeah. Or back up.
You know, that's right. Back up and see what's important. Mm-hmm, remember what's important.
You know, and if you're having a hard time with maybe a yearling or a two-year-old, they run.
Yeah.
And you run. Just stop.
Back up.
Just stop. Yeah. Go to the center of the pen and turn your back to him.
That's right.
Pretty soon, he's going to be looking over your shoulder going,
What you doing? Yeah. He's going to want to join with you. That's exactly right.
And it's interesting. If that's not working, try something else.
You can't force them to join with you, but they will if you'll let them.
If you'll allow them. That's right. Yeah.
Need to ditch out to another cowmercial, and when we come back, Jay Snyder has some poetry for us. Clear Out West Radio Show can be heard by thousands of people at any given time via radio or the World Wide Web, so why not advertise your product or service right here on Cow Radio? To become part of the Clear Out West advertising family, drop us a line at cowboys@clearoutwest.com or give us a buzz at 307-360-8776. Then you'll be partnered up with the fastest growing radio show of its kind. Enjoy the ride.